This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. A government whistleblower who says his early warnings about the outbreak of the coronavirus were ignored says America's window for getting ready for a resurgence is rapidly closing. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Appearing before a House panel, Dr. Rick Bright says his early virus preparedness concerns were dismissed. Among other things, he's worried about efforts to develop a vaccine.
We need to have a strategy and plan in place now to make sure that we can not only fill that vaccine, make it, distribute it, but administer it in a fair and equitable plan.
The White House has set up Operation Warp Speed to do that, and President Trump is disputing Bright's belief that it'll take longer than a year and a half to develop a vaccine.
I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year, and I think distribution will take place almost simultaneously.
He's calling Bright an angry and disgruntled employee. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released a set of guidelines for reopening the U.S. economy. But as AP's Mike Gracia reports, they are a severely abridged version of a previous document.
Elements of the long-awaited reopening guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were released Thursday. The CDC posted 6 one-page decision tool documents designed to help organizations before they reopen. The guidance that was released is for workplaces, schools, camps, childcare centers, mass transit systems, bars, and restaurants. The CDC-authored document for churches and other religious facilities wasn't posted. The CDC guidance was drafted more than a month ago, but the Associated Press reported last week it was initially shelved by the Trump administration. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Richard Burr is stepping aside as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee during an investigation of stock trades he made before the sharp market downturn triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The FBI served Burr with a search warrant for his cell phone as part of an investigation into the timing of the coronavirus pandemic and the sale of stocks.
This is a distraction to the hard work of the committee and the members, and I think the security of the country is too important to have a distraction.
Texas's John Cornyn is also on Burr's committee.
I respect his decision to step down. Obviously, this is a he's entitled to a presumption of innocence.
Burr has acknowledged selling the stocks because of the coronavirus, but said he relied solely on public news reports. He says he's cooperating in the investigation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Senate Judiciary Committee plans a probe into the origins of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation into President Trump. But as AP's Jackie Quinn reports, former President Barack Obama will not be called to testify.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham chairs the committee.
Should there have ever been a Mueller investigation? Was there really any evidence in 2017?
But Graham is rejecting President Trump's call to have former President Barack Obama testify about unmasking Trump advisor Michael Flynn when Flynn surfaced in intelligence reports.
That would open up a can of worms. And for a variety of reasons, I don't think that's a good idea.
He says the Judiciary Committee will investigate the Justice Department decision to dismiss the case against Flynn and possible abuses surrounding the investigation of former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Nearly 3 million laid-off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week as the viral outbreak led more companies to slash jobs, even though some states have begun to let businesses reopen. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Another week and another grim unemployment report.
This is frankly another sickening punch to the gut. And unfortunately, we need to be braced for more incoming body blows along these lines.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
We're well above 30 million total new claims for unemployment benefits. We know that the unemployment rate was elevated in the month of April, and there's no relief on that front either.
And the solution remains the same.
We need a vaccine. We need the vaccine deployed. We need to have effective treatment.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Wall Street surged on Thursday as investors weighed the prospect of economic recovery against remarks from President Trump regarding U.S.-China trade. The Dow added 1.62%, the S&P gained 1.15%, and the Nasdaq rose by 0.91%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.